Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts. Welcome to the working week. You gotta
do it till you better get to it. All right, everybody, to talk about work this morning, we want you all to sit down, stop what you're doing, and just take a hard look inside your own soul. We've got a serious recession going, and what's the impact on your life? Are you getting a little more desperate? Are you getting a little more nasty? Or are you noticing that things are actually improving, that we're all kind of holding hands here, that we're actually looking out for each other? Tuesday on our Wirt segment, Beth Kobliner is here, author of Get a Financial Life, Personal Finance in Your 20s and 30s. And we've asked our good friend Stephen Dubner from Super Freakonomics to stick around and try to get an assessment of whether this economic environment causes ethics to increase in the workplace or decrease. Now, are you a fan of The Office, Celeste?
I love The Office.
Right, you guys watch The Office?
All the time.
Right. If you watch The Office, you could conclude very easily, maybe after a few minutes of watching the show, that in fact every workplace is just a venal, nasty kind of unethical hell.
If you're watching this video, you've been a very naughty person.
People are making alliances. It feels horrible.
I have learned some of your deepest, darkest secrets.
People hiding in various areas of the building, acting a little bit more moral. They're nervous. They just don't want to get caught.
And with this knowledge, I have the ability to ruin your world. But it needn't come to that.
If your ethics aren't in order nowadays with so many people out of work, you may possibly end up being one of them.
Scared into being ethical. We mixed up some real voices of people here in Lower Manhattan gathered by our own Femi Okay and that scene from The Office to make the point, can you even measure ethics in the workplace? Beth, the answer is yes.
Yes, you can. The Ethics Resource Center, a not-for-profit group right. has been doing this for 40 years, and they've done a survey, and they found that actually people are more ethical during tough economic times. They just came out with their survey today and showed that people are saying that there's less misconduct on the workplace. They're seeing less stealing, less bullying, even less sexual harassment.
All right, let's hold the numbers for just a second.
Okay.
Now, is this the kind of thing that drives a super freakonomist crazy, or is this the sort of thing we should be measuring in the way that Beth is talking about it here, Stephen Dubner?
It does drive me crazy, only in a methodological way. So let me say for the record, I love Beth and I love her book, and
right.
I think that all the work she does is really good. I think this is a great point to be exploring. My reservation here is that I never have that much trust of self-reported surveys on behaviors as hard to identify or as squishy as something like ethics. In other words, when we can measure hard behavior, like stealing. In other words, if we could measure stealing, we could measure claims of sexual harassment, if we could measure all these behaviors as opposed to asking people about what they see and what they witness, then I'd have more faith in it. That
so
doesn't
tonnage,
mean it's not true.
Tonnage of paper leaving the office, that matters to you, but what people say doesn't.
Although this particular study asked that same question for 6 years in a row.
Wow.
So you're talking about a random sample of 3,000 people who asked
That's
same
big.
Question. So you're seeing they found in the year 2000, during tough economic times, ethical behavior improved somewhat. During better economic times with those same questions, it went down. And then in turn, when the economy didn't get so good again, ethics went up. So
now,
I think you have some sort of, I know what you're saying, but I do think that in this case, if you're asking the same question,
Let's grab the causality here for just a second, because Femi Okay found some voices on the street saying that people are scared. That's why they're being more ethical. They don't want to get caught doing something. I don't know if that's necessarily ethics in the classic sense, but does the data show anything like that?
Right.
Beth, does it?
Well, I think what you're doing is coming down to the question, what is ethics? Or is it just this, paranoia kicks in and it's a job protection mechanism? Mm-hmm. So is that ethical? You could even argue that's not ethical to be better behavior just so you want to keep your job.
Yeah.
Interestingly enough, things like whistleblowing is actually increasing.
Uh-huh.
So is that ethical to, tell on other workers? Or again, is it just sort of, you're protecting yourself and your turf? I think there are complicated issues. And then also I think there's the bigger question of ethics we've seen, banks that are getting huge amounts of taxpayer bailout money, and then they're giving out bigger bonuses. So is that, even though these reports are showing people are saying they're feeling more ethical, they're seeing more ethics in the workplace, in the big picture, if people feel that their government isn't being ethical or Wall Street isn't being ethical, and certainly the Bernie Madoffs of the world haven't been ethical, how does that all fit into this?
You know, Stephen, one of the things that occurs to me is that one of the reasons this may drive you crazy, and I was thinking about, was that maybe people's reporting of ethics changes in tough economic times.
Yeah, I find the story believable. I mean, to me, it makes sense that when people are worried about their jobs, they lie, cheat, and steal less. Absolutely. It makes perfect sense to me.
As opposed to them just being better people.
Yeah, and I think Beth is exactly right to say whether we call it ethics or not is really beside the point. I mean, I think we're going to talk about that later in the week. Whether we call it altruism or not is beside the point. If someone donates a kidney to my mother who's dying of kidney failure, I don't give a crap why. Mm-hmm. Honestly, right,
your mother's not dying of kidney failure.
No, she's already dead, unfortunately. Right. I wish that it were only a kidney that would.
Going right
no, that's okay. She had a long
thanks,
happy
John.
Life.
Yeah. Thanks, John.
Well, I just wanted
that's
to make
really
that
ethical,
clear.
Well, to bring that up.
Let's get back to sort of some practical suggestions here. What is an employer noting these trends in the workplace of workers who are maybe banding together? What do they do to either exploit it or to reward workers or to incentivize it? Is there any sort of takeaway from this study?
Well, interestingly enough, what's going on right now in all workplaces, our ethical training is down because of budget cuts. A lot of companies. So ethical training is down, but ethics are up. So I don't know what that says to the validity of ethical training, other than perhaps.
Have you ever been to ethical training?
Or I haven't.
Or what's the lag time between ethical training and ethical behavior.
Exactly. They claim that it's already been absorbed in the culture so that people all understand
right.
the ethics,
if it's
and that's
a lagging,
why it's working.
If ethics are a lagging indicator and ethics training is a leading indicator, then we're
But
maybe that's not where the ethics idea comes from. That's not where the ethos is in the office. It doesn't come from a top-down idea. It's a bottom-up idea. Maybe that's
exactly.
what the study's
I think
saying.
It's like a sandwich. I think it's top and bottom, but I do believe it's not from the human resources side. All the human resources people will hate me. I don't think it's a sort of you have to squash it down on people. I think it's when the boss of a company says, you know what, no matter what, if something bad happens, I want to know. I don't care if it increases our profitability. If it's illegal, we don't do it. We squash it at first. If that's the moral tone you set, then people stop stealing pencils. That's my opinion, and that's what I've been hearing.
So 6 years, this study, a sample of 3,000. We can probably increase your sample a little bit. If you're noting trends in your workplace, more ethics in the office, more fear, which enforces a kind of ethical behavior, but maybe it's just an appearance, call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake at thetakeaway.org. Beth Kobliner, Takeaway contributor and author of Get a Financial Life, Personal Finance in Your 20s and 30s. Thanks, Beth.
Thank you.
And Stephen Dubner, of course, we will see you tomorrow to talk about altruism here on Super Freakonomics Wednesday.
Looking forward.
Tuesday went pretty well, I thought.
Not bad.
I think it did. Yeah, I think so. I think we'll keep you around.
No workplace
Tuesdays.
Injuries today.